This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Rescuers in hospital officials say that Israeli strikes flattened two Gaza homes, killing more than 90 Palestinians, including dozens from an extended family. The details about the casualties emerged Saturday, a day after the UN Secretary General warned again that nowhere is safe in Gaza. U.S. President Joe Biden says that he has had a long and private conversation with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Saturday. Biden says he did not ask for a ceasefire specifically, and said that the conversation that he had with Netanyahu was private. It is not immediately clear how and when aid deliveries might accelerate after the UN Security Council adopted a watered-down resolution calling for immediately speeding up help to desperate civilians in Gaza. Legislatures returning to session in states across the United States early in 2024 will consider condemning the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel, and some could take even bigger steps. A Florida lawmaker wants to make university students who support Hamas pay the higher out-of-state tuition cost. A New Jersey legislator is calling to reimburse the travel costs of state residents who had to evacuate from Israel. While many measures introduced so far largely support Israel, some also would call for a ceasefire. In the conflict since the war began, at least 59 Hamas or Israel-related pieces of legislation have been introduced in state legislatures, but not necessarily in U.S. legislature. This is VOA News. Chinese state media say that the strong earthquake that hit northwest China this week, killing at least 148 people, has caused economic losses estimated to be worth tens of millions in agricultural and fisheries industries. As state broadcaster CCTV reports, authorities in Gansu conducted preliminary assessments that showed the province's agricultural and fisheries industries have lost about $74.6 million. The magnitude 6.2 quake struck a mountainous region Monday night in between two provinces and about 800 miles southwest of Beijing. And nearly 1,000 people were injured and more than 14,000 homes were destroyed as a result. Authorities in France say that about 300 Indian citizens heading to Central America are now sequestered in a French airport for a third day because of an investigation into suspected human trafficking. Prosecutors say two people were detained and others are still being questioned. It's unclear if the alleged smuggling aimed to bring the Indians to the U.S., which has seen a surge in Indian migrants on the U.S.-Mexican border this year. The charter flight and route from the United Arab Emirates to Nicaragua stopped Thursday at France's airport for refueling. It was grounded by French police based on an anonymous tip. One person died and another was shot in the leg in a shooting at a shopping mall in Central Florida. The police chief, Mike Bulkin, says that a man was targeted and killed after he was shot Saturday in a common area Paddock Mall there. It's about 80 miles northwest of Orlando. Another woman was shot in the leg. The suspect fled the scene and left the firearms behind. Several people suffered injuries during the shooting, with one person who had chest pain and another reporting a broken arm. The mall has dozens of stores. Recapping one of our top stories, rescuers and hospital officials say Israeli strikes have flattened two Gaza homes and has killed more than 90 Palestinians, including dozens from an extended family. The details about the casualties emerged Saturday, a day after the UN Secretary General warned again that nowhere is safe in Gaza. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tom McNeil, VOA News.